Some people talk about the aptitude of a learner towards learning a language, and this kind of definition is perhaps the ability to learn quickly, or it has to do with the size of working memory. Once again, aptitude, like intelligence, is very hard to measure. In one classic study done about 25 years or so ago, a group of Harvard researchers suggested to a school that they conduct experiments of their pupils' aptitude towards language learning. So a series of tests were done. Then the groups were made into three, group A, B, and C. And group A had the higher aptitude to learn languages, and group C had less. And then over a term, instruction was done, and seemingly through tests and through teacher assessments, yes, class A had performed much better than class B or C. However, after all this was done, the researchers turned around to the school and said, you know, we didn't actually have clear and conclusive results that said that certain groups should be in groups A, B, or C. We just did it randomly. And the shocking effect here was that teachers believed their students more capable and therefore perhaps pushed them, encouraged them in different ways. So this reflected more the teacher's thought about what the student's aptitude was rather than the student's aptitude itself.